All right, we're recording. This is Carrie Cordova for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. I am here with Liliana Wilson, and we are going to do a slideshow of her work. And with that, Liliana, I'm just going to let you lead.
Okay, I'm starting with this piece that is called Desaparecidos en el Cielo. And is the way that I have the slides ordered is chronologically. This is a piece that I did around 1977. It could be earlier, I can't quite remember exactly, but it's the name of the piece is called Desaparecidos en el Cielo. It means to disappear in heaven, and it's a piece that is showing two men that are asleep in the beach, and the name sleeping disappear in heaven, and the reason why it's called heaven because the beaches in Chile are so beautiful that they always remind me of heaven. Like, that's what I think heaven must be like, to be look like that. And so the story with these two men is that they're disappeared because in 1973 we had a military dictatorship that took over the government, the socialist government of Salvador Allende, and there was a civil war where the military took over the country and they killed and tortured all the people from the opposition that were regularly leftist people and all the people that was behind Salvador Allende. So these two men were men that were taken to a ship called Levo where they were tortured and to get information about who else was involved in being against the government, that the military government that they were trying to put into the country. And so these two men were taken to this ship called the Levo, and they were tortured, and then they were thrown overboard, and they were, what they will do with people, they will put weights on them, on the bodies, so they would like go to the bottom of the ocean and then were eaten by fish, and then nobody will find them. But these two men for some reason washed ashore and they appear in the beach. And so at that time they had, the news were very censored, and everybody, I mean, they were saying that there was no truth that what they were doing to people, and we knew, of course, that it was true. And so this came to prove. So that's another reason why I think that they're in heaven, because they made a statement with their death about the fact that they were being, they had been tortured.
And how did you find out about their bodies appearing?
Well, the
news accounts.
Yeah, they couldn't. I mean, it came out in the news, and also I live close to the beach, so actually, we went to see them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went to see their
bodies? Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was because the voice started running right away, and so people started going down there. It was really sad, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't look as good as that, but, you know, it was the idea.
Did you learn who they were?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who they were, but they had names and all of that. I don't remember their names, but it always stayed with me.
So you were still living in Chile?
Yeah. I stayed in Chile until 1977.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to another one now. So this is also part of situation that happened when the military took over in 1973. They will go and do raids in apartments. And these buildings that were close to La Moneda, who is the White House in Chile, it's called La Moneda, the coin. And there were all these buildings, and so there were people there that were living, and so the military would come in, and so then they didn't want to fall into their hands, so they would jump, and or they would be shot at and killed. So that's why the buildings have all the blood, and the man is falling down to his death, and then there's like blood all over the city. So
that's a powerful image. That was strictly from the 1973.
Yeah, that was, yeah, because I was actually there. I was in Santiago, had gone to visit a friend of mine. I was studying law at the time, and my university was in strike. Everybody was in strike at the time, and it was a very lots of commotion. So I went to visit these friends of mine, and so I was in Santiago, which I didn't live there. I live in Valparaíso, and the military coup happened right when I was there, so I had to, it was really difficult. Actually, I went and I stayed with this friend of mine that was